From the Ingalls studio, welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Friday, March 29th, and happy heavenly birthday to Major League Baseball Hall of Famer Cy Young.
I'm like the other boy that preceded me. I'm glad to be here today in honor of this statuary, this Hall of Fame. Glad that I was able to go through 22 odd years and do what I did.
I'm Bruce Jenkins, and here are your top stories presented by Curiosity Lab Bike Race. Two teens arrested after illegal street race in Gwinnett. Corps of Engineers raising fees at its Lake Lanier parks and boat launches. And Singleton Road residents getting their own pocket park, Greenway Trail. All of this and more is coming up on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen daily and subscribe.
Get ready to pedal into a day of thrills and spills at the U.S. Pro Cycling Circuit Race. This April 28th from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Swing by Curiosity Labs at Petrie Corners for high-speed action that will have you on the edge of your seat. Food trucks, a family play area, and vendors galore. It's the race event of the year for everyone. Bring your helmets, lace up those shoes, and join us. Race over to Petrie Corners. It's time for family, speed, and a day packed with excitement. Don't miss out. Gather the entire family and join us on April 28th. It's the event you don't want to miss.
Two teens were arrested for fleeing from an illegal street racing event in Gwinnett, striking patrol cars in the process. John Anthony Pritchett, 19, faces multiple charges, including aggravated assault, kidnapping, and possession of firearms during a felony. Dryan Draverius Vereen, 18, faces obstruction charges. The incident occurred on March 23rd, with officers responding to gunshots and people fleeing the scene. Pritchett's stolen Dodge Challenger collided with a patrol car, leading to a chase and eventual crash. Firearms were found in the vehicle, reported stolen from DeKalb County. Two female passengers claimed they were unable to exit the vehicle. Fortunately, no officers were injured. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Mobile District announced a fee increase for using Corps-run parks and boat ramps at Lake Lanier. Day use and boat launching fees will rise from $5 to $8 this summer. This adjustment aims to sustain recreational facilities quality and is part of a broader initiative across all USAEC-managed properties. The increase applies specifically to Corps-run facilities and excludes those managed by other entities like the Georgia Department of Natural Resources. While the fee hike was approved last year, its implementation was postponed to aid local communities recovering from the pandemic's economic impact. The Corps assures visitors of continued commitment to quality recreation and facility maintenance, inviting inquiries about the fee adjustment. Gwinnett County officials are addressing a lack of nearby recreational options for residents near Indian Trail, Lilburn Road by breaking ground on Singleton Park and a Greenway Trail. The park, funded by various sources, including sales tax funds and grants, aims to provide accessible green space and play amenities. Expected to open in late 2025, it'll feature a playground, restroom, and picnic areas. The three-quarter-mile Greenway Trail will connect Singleton and Dickens Road, eventually linking to Bryson Park as part of the county's broader Greenway Trails plan. While promoting walkability, officials also highlight accessibility via public transit. Residents anticipate the park's convenience and benefits, particularly for families in the area lacking outdoor play options. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. We'll be right back.
Why talk to Tom M. Wages Funeral Home Service today? You remove the financial and emotional stress from your loved ones. On the worst day of their lives, your family doesn't need to add financial stress to the pain of loss. You protect them. A pre-funded, pre-arranged funeral allows your family to grieve and mourn without the worry of how to pay. Plus, the peace of mind you have knowing everything is taken care of is priceless. Don't leave the worry and stress to your loved ones. Take care of your funeral pre-arrangements now. Let the family service professionals at Tom M. Wages in Snellville or Lawrenceville help you. Call Tom M. Wages today at 770-979-3200 or email jim@wagesfuneralhome.com. Tom M. Wages, the most respected and requested funeral home in Gwinnett County.
Stay connected with your community and honor those who have passed with the latest obituaries from Gwinnett County, Georgia. Brought to you by Tom Wages Funeral Home, providing compassion and care and support during life's most difficult moments. Today we honor William J. Bill Clack, Marvin James Summers, and Mark Giuliano. Tune in for the latest updates on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
During the 2024 legislative session, two bills concerning transgender issues failed to pass the Georgia House. The bills aimed to restrict transgender children's access to sports teams, restrooms, and puberty-blocking drugs. Despite passing the Senate, the House did not vote on these measures. The bills reflected broader cultural divides, with Republicans supporting them and Democrats opposing. House Speaker John Burns emphasized the importance of timing and prioritization in addressing social issues. Proponents of the bills, like Senator Ben Watson, argued that banning puberty blockers would prevent irreversible decisions for minors. However, opponents, including transgender advocates, highlighted the positive impact of such treatments on mental health and identity affirmation. Another bill addressing students-athletes' mental health was also stalled, leaving room for potential reconsideration in future sessions. The 2024 legislative session concluded with a flurry of activity, including the failure of several contentious bills. Despite passing the Senate, bills banning puberty blockers for minors and legalizing sports betting did not receive House approval. The last-minute session also saw the passage of bills related to road renaming and property tax relief. However, controversial measures such as an election overhaul and immigration enforcement bills were approved. Additionally, a proposal for a statue honoring Justice Clarence Thomas and efforts to protect the Okefenokee Swamp from mining faced setbacks. While the session ended without certain bills progressing, discussion on key issues such as Medicaid expansion and environmental protection are expected to continue. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you ready to serve and protect? Looking to fulfill a career in law enforcement? Then it's time to join the Henry County Sheriff's Office. We're hiring detention officers and deputies. No experience? No problem. We provide training for all new recruits, and all you need is a high school diploma, a clean record, and a determination to serve and protect. Enjoy incredible benefits such as the possibility of receiving a commuter vehicle if your residence is outside of Henry County. Some restrictions may apply. Call us today or visit henrycountysheriffga.gov to learn more. Henry County Sheriff's Office. Unlock your potential and join our team today.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. Are you a fan of yogurt, but are you trying to avoid added sugar? Buy containers of plain yogurt or plain Greek yogurt and add your own fresh, frozen, or canned fruit as long as the fruit is packed in its own juice. If you like a little bit of sweetness, you could add some non-caloric sweeteners or stir in some low-sugar jam.
Researchers at Cambridge University have identified a new pathway for preventing breast cancer by targeting immune cell exhaustion in healthy women with BRCA1 or BRCA2 gene mutations. These mutations increase the risk of breast and ovarian cancer. The study found that immune cells in breast tissue of these women show signs of malfunction, unable to clear out damaged cells that could develop into cancer. This discovery could lead to using existing immunotherapy drugs as early intervention to prevent breast cancer, offering an alternative to risk-reducing surgery. The research, published in Nature Genetics, suggests a potential preventative treatment accessible to all women. A new study debunks the myth that eggs are bad for heart health, suggesting concerns about cholesterol levels are unnecessary. The Prosperity trial involved 140 patients with or at risk for cardiovascular disease who consumed 12 or more fortified eggs weekly. Results showed no adverse effects on blood cholesterol, with reductions in LDL cholesterol and other heart health markers observed in the fortified egg group. Researchers emphasized that eggs' bad reputation may stem from confusion about egg yolk cholesterol and suggest examining overall dietary habits. They encourage heart disease patients to discuss heart-healthy diets with their doctors. We'll have final thoughts after this.
In the heart of our Atlanta community, a healthier future is beating strong. The American College of Cardiology, in collaboration with the Morehouse School of Medicine and Johnson & Johnson, invites your family to the Atlanta Heart Health Fair. Come visit us on April 2nd from noon to 7 p.m. at the Denard Conference Center, Atlanta Technical College. Your steps towards heart health are a step towards a lifetime of memories. The Atlanta Heart Health Fair, empowering heart health for all. Register now at acc.org/ATL Health Fair.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the Marietta Daily Journal, the Community podcast for Rockdown in New Morgan Counties, or the Paulding County News podcast. Read more about all our stories and get other great content at GwinnettDailyPost.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode, and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.